Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the game after they get punched in the face.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Southeast Georgia Health System Studios. Jason Bishop, typically, I'll have a co-host come in here and, you know, just kind of kick it around with me. But, you know, today, I'm flying solo with you. So we're going to try to do some interactive stuff. We're going to see how that goes. You know, I used to be a big proponent of this. And we just kind of got away from it. But today, we're going to give another kick in the dark and do some Facebook stuff. So, you know, hop on Facebook. Make comments. If your comments are decent, you know, might mention on the air. Just throwing it out there. So, yeah. But we're going to do some interactive stuff. And we got some big news. Major news about this very show. As most of you know, the Jason Bishop Show for about a period of 5 years was the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. And a couple months ago, maybe about a month ago, Kit Branch decided to move on and do some different ventures. So, with that being said, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch will once again be a thing. Kit Branch is going to come back to the show, which is fantastic news. Now, here's the other thing about this. It has long been a dream of ours to do this show on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings, leading into high school football. It's been something that Kip and I have wanted to do for quite some time, and things just never really lined up. Part of that is because of the success of this show in this time slot. And so it was always really hard to do something else when what you're doing is working. But we have finally put ourselves and positioned ourselves to get that accomplished. So it's with tremendous excitement that I'm telling you that in the very near future, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will once again dawn on the airwaves, and it will be a Friday afternoon, Friday evening show. And so what that means, of course, you know, Kip and I are huge high school football fans. We live and breathe it. And so what that means for us is that on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings during high school football season, we'll be bringing you a high school football-centric show. Not complete high school football. We'll still do, you know, the banter that most folks enjoy listening to. Jason Bishop being right over Kip Branch most of the time. We're still going to do that. But for the most part, it's going to be a very high school football-centric show. We'll still do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And all the other popular segments in the show. We'll still do college football. We'll still do NFL during football season. And then, of course, outside of football season, we'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on as well with Braves and NFL offseason and anything else, Hawks, whatever. Kind of like what we do, NBA. But I can't be more excited to tell you that this is happening. That Kip Branch is coming back to the show, and that the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will be on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings. Still across the airwaves in different markets, which is awesome. And thank you to those affiliates for sticking on. Thank you to, and I can't say this enough, thank you to K-Bay and Neil Ardman for allowing us the opportunity to come and do this show for several years down here in Kingsland as our home affiliate. It's been awesome. Developed a lot of good relationships down here. good folks. Very, very happy with what's going on and can't say thank you enough to everybody involved. So that's enough about that. I might mention it periodically here and there for those folks that aren't tuned in right this very second. But we've got NBA Finals going on. This series can't be more even. I mean, if a series ever screamed, hey, we're going seven games, this is the series that says, hey, we're going seven games. I mean, almost, you look at statistics, and almost every statistic across the board is dead even. Points per game, Golden State's getting 105.5. Boston's getting 105.3. They're both averaging 105 points a game. Rebounds, Golden State 41.8, Boston 42.8. Assists, Golden State 22, Boston 26. And I could just go down this list with a bunch of boring stats, but I'm not going to do that. The main point I'm trying to make is everything is dead even. If there's ever a series that says, hey, we're going seven, this would be it. But what's a shame is the ratings to this point for the NBA Finals haven't really garnered a lot of interest. It's not a very highly rated final series. And to be honest, I kind of thought it would be. You've got the legacy of the Boston Celtics and what is the closest thing that we've had to a dynasty in some time in Golden State. I mean, they won like three straight NBA championships or two of three or something like that just a few years back, and now a few years later they're back in the finals. I thought that would bring some cachet. And you had the tradition of the Celtics, the new cachet of the Golden State Warriors, the star power in Steph Curry, an emerging star in Jason Tatum. Like, I just felt like a lot of folks were going to tune in and watch this thing. Hadn't been the case.
Expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The June issue of the Southern Sports Edition just came out with MCA Buccaneer quarterback Jarese Campbell on the cover. The next issue will come out at the end of this month and will feature Camden County Wildcat safety Jake Lindsey on the cover.
Frederica Academy Knights running back Jordan Triplett and Brunswick High offensive lineman Kayshawn Thomas will also don the cover of SSE later in the year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Southeast Georgia Health System Studio. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Max Scherzer's dog bit his pitching hand while he was on the injured list with an oblique. This kind of stuff only happens if you're a Met. I'm taking the Celtics in seven. I think it will be Aaron Donald's turn to pay for dinner tonight. Jimmy G, the 49ers are excusing you from camp because they're about to trade you to some hellhole. Oh, I don't know, like Atlanta. NBA Finals ratings are abysmal. Larry is not walking through that door. $100 million to Dustin Johnson to play golf on the Saudi tour? Why haven't they asked me? Don't look now, Mets, but here come the Braves. The New York Yankees are kind of good. Your next NBA champion, the Golden State Warriors. Cannot wait for 11 to get her powers back. Kill Bill Volume 3, please and thank you. And these are my thoughts.
Aren't you just expecting it as a Braves fan, right? Nine in a row. They've closed the gap. The Mets have had a big lead pretty much the entirety of the short season this far. Don't you just kind of expect it as a Braves fan that the Braves were going to get it together and at some point the Mets are going to implode? I mean, don't we just kind of expect that? I mean, we've seen it so many times, right? Like, how many times have we seen the Mets on top of the division early in the season and then they hit a bump they never recover from and they end up around, they end up like 82 and 82, or 81 and 81, rather. How many times have we seen it? All the time. Last year is a perfect example. Mets got off to that hot start. They led the division pretty much through the All-Star break, if I'm not mistaken. And then the wheels came off, and the engine fell out. The trunk flew open. Everything that could go wrong for the Mets went wrong. And both the Braves and the Phillies ended up passing the Mets because, if you remember, the Phillies came into the last weekend of the season something like three games out or two games out or whatever it was, and Atlanta swept them. It was like the series before the end of the season, and the Braves swept them to mathematically eliminate the Phillies and close the door on the division. But long before that, it was the Mets that was the team to beat, and both the Braves and Phillies passed them. And don't look past the Phillies. The Braves have won, I think, eight or nine in a row. Phillies have done the same, eight or nine in a row, something like that. And they're knocking, I don't want to say knocking on the door because the Mets did have a big lead. But the gap is closing. Gap's closing. The Braves are in the part of the schedule where they're not playing anybody very good, and they're certainly taking advantage of that. Pitching has been outstanding. Starting and bullpen has been really, really good to this point. It's the offense that seems to finally get things together. How crazy is it that we've watched Kyle Wright grow up right in front of our eyes this season? The Braves have maybe one of the best 1-2 punches in all of baseball right now this season in Kyle Wright, Max Fried. Kyle Wright 6-3 with a 2.39 ERA. Max Fried 6-2 with a 2.64. It's pretty good when you're throwing out those two guys back to back. Oh, and then, by the way, there's Charlie Morton, whose ERA is really high. Charlie's got an ERA over 5.5. Uncommon. Ian Anderson's 5, and despite that, Charlie Morton still has a winning record. It's 4-3. Ian Anderson's 5-3. ERA about 4.5. Kenley Jansen, 17 saves already for the Atlanta Braves. 17 of them. 17 for 20 on the year. Write this down, right? Anytime you hear me say this, if you're a betting person, you're going to want to put money on it. I'm not encouraging you to do that. I'm just saying. So write this down. The Atlanta Braves, if they've got the Mets lead cut to 5 games or less by July 4, which is just a few weeks away, by July 4, if the Braves are 5 games back or less than that, they'll win the division. No matter how good the Mets are or how much money they spend, they're still the Mets. And if there's a way to have a dumpster fire, the Mets will find it. If there's a way for a team to become an absolute disaster, even when they're good, it's the Mets. And all of the disappointment for the New York Mets in the last, 25, 30 years to the Atlanta Braves, the Braves own them, have owned them for 2 decades. Anytime the Mets are good, what's the one team that they can't get past? Oh, it's the Atlanta Braves. Can't beat them. In the 90s, couldn't get by them. They had that World Series appearance, but they didn't have to play Atlanta. Atlanta got bounced in the first round. Playing in the same division when they're going head-to-head, 19 times the Mets have to play the Braves, and the Braves always end up with some ridiculous winning record against them. Something like 15-4. Well, maybe not 15-4. That might be an exaggeration. But certainly something like 13-6. I mean, I've seen that. The Braves are in the Mets' heads. I guarantee you, if by July 4, when the Mets have had a 10.5 game lead, and they look over their shoulder, and there are the Atlanta Braves 4.5 games back, it's going to get in their head, and they're going to find a way to start self-imploding.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today, When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
We spent the majority of a show last week talking about college football with all the stuff going on in the AAC, the Big 12, the SEC, and all those dominoes. So, I mean, we spent the majority of the show talking about Oklahoma and Texas coming to the SEC and then what that means for the Big 12 and the teams from the AAC leaving the AAC to go to the Big 12 plus BYU coming. One thing we didn't talk about, I guess, maybe it's worth mentioning, is that while these schools are leaving the AAC to go to the Big 12, the AAC now has to make some additions of their own to replace these teams. So 2023 is the start date, then that became official this week. We even said it last week before it was official that 2023 was going to be when the dominoes began to fall. Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Houston all worked out their deals to pay the AAC to leave. So that's finalized. That will happen the summer of 2023. Those three schools, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston, will officially become part of the Big 12 summer of 2023. So now the AAC, they got to reload the gun, right? They just lost three teams. So they're adding Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UAB, and Texas San Antonio. Those are the schools that are going to replace your pretty much three flagship schools in the conference. I have long been a defender of the AAC. I felt like that conference was good enough to be included with the big boys, with Central Florida and Cincinnati and Houston at the top of that division. Memphis is still there too, by the way. But with those schools, those four schools there at the top of that conference, I thought that conference was good enough not to be excluded from college football playoffs. You just lost three of those four schools. Now Memphis is the best school left in the conference, and they're adding Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UAB, and Texas San Antonio. Not exactly the names that UCF, Houston, and Cincinnati are. So obviously the AAC takes a giant step backwards. Giant step backwards. But there just aren't any good teams to add, right? I mean, you can't go out and get an LSU. I mean, even those mid-major teams, you know, your BYU is heading on. Who else are you going to get? Boise? Think they're pretty situated where they are. Think they like it. I mean, that would be, and I'm sure they did. I'm sure the AAC did go after Boise. Didn't make sense to them. Meanwhile, all of these teams that are joining are all Conference USA teams. Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UAB, and Texas San Antonio. So Conference USA just got scalped, just got ripped apart. So they're going to add Liberty, New Mexico State, Sam Houston, and Jacksonville State in 2023. Liberty, New Mexico State, Sam Houston, and Jacksonville State all are going to join Conference USA to make up for Conference USA losing Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UAB, and Texas San Antonio. Blah. How many of us have ever watched any of those teams on TV on Saturday? Can't say that I have. And every once in a while, and how often do we even see these teams on TV? Rarely. And when I do, I actually go looking for Ohio State. Not a big fan of Ohio State, but I would rather watch the Buckeyes than the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, J.C. Strother, and The Strike Zone. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all of your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs. I feel the need to talk Bullock Academy football. I want to talk some Gators. It just hit me. I want to talk Bullock Academy football. I've got 3 minutes left in this segment, so we're not going to do it now. Because I want to take a full segment to break down the Bullock Academy Gators 2022 season. We're going to do that next segment. I don't even think we have really even talked Bullock Academy yet in the offseason. Talk about a team that gets overlooked. Especially up there in that Statesboro market. Everybody loves the Blue Devils. Southeast Bullock has been winning. Bullock Academy's not shot liver. It's a proud football program up there. They've done a lot of winning. We're going to take a look at their schedule. I think they're going to have a good year. I think they got some pieces. And I think their schedule is pretty favorable. They still have a tough region schedule. They've got Pinewood and Frederica in there with them. That's tough. That is a tough region. But Frederica just lost a quarterback. There, Frederica's going to have a starting quarterback who transferred over from Brunswick High. He's going to be a senior over there starting. But Frederica had a stud freshman that was competing for the job. And he transferred out. So Frederica's going to go with the senior. The freshman, by the way, transferred over to Brunswick High. I would imagine as a freshman, he'll probably dress, definitely get some time at JV. Frederica has got experience at quarterback. They'll be throwing a senior out there, kid that transferred from Brunswick over to Frederica. And the really talented freshman they had transferred out. good news, I guess, if you're not a Frederica fan, if you're a Bullet fan, Pinewood fan. But one thing's for sure, regardless of who's playing quarterback for Brandon Derrick, he gets the most out of those kids each and every year. He'll do the same this year. Don't write him off. Got to learn that lesson the hard way. And I've learned it.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate, Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
All right, so I told you that we were going to do Bullock Academy football. I mean, that's what we're going to do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, live from the Southeast Georgia Health System Studios, is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Jets Pharmacy, and by Ops Pizza. Your hometown independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call, 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. I like their schedule. They've got a really interesting game on their schedule. We'll get to that. I'm talking about the Bullock Academy Gators. So they're going to open on the road in Martinez, Georgia, against Augusta Christian. It's basically in Augusta. It is in Augusta. Then the Bullock Academy Gators will truck over to Dublin, take on Trinity Christian. They'll head up to Augusta, third straight away game. third straight away game. Back to Augusta to take on Augusta Prep Day. This is the interesting game that I was telling you about. They come home September 23rd, and they're going to host the Savannah Blue Jackets. For those of us that know high school football, we know that there's a longstanding tradition that most of the Savannah schools don't do very well in high school football for whatever reason. Make case for whatever argument you want to make. For a very long while, that's been the case. Of course, Savannah is a GHSA, and I think they're like AA or AAA, something like that. And Bullock is a GISA squad. So on paper, you got to assume Savannah's got to be the favorite just because they're in a higher slash quote unquote tougher division classification. But because their Savannah schools typically, and I'm not picking on Savannah, I'm not picking on the Blue Jackets. It's been across the board for a long time. With that being said, is Bullock, a GISA team, better than a AA, AAA Savannah school? Savannah's going to go to Statesboro, and we're going to find out. That, to me, is going to be an interesting game. I'll tell you what I think about it in a minute. Bullock is then again at home against Briarwood Academy out of Warrington. Thomas Jefferson Academy will host the Gators. So the Gators get two home games, and they truck right back to the road. Then they get arch rival Frederica Academy. They get them up in Statesboro. Region game. They go on the road to St. Andrews, and they're home against Pinewood. It's not a difficult schedule, but it's not a cakewalk either. So I'll go back through this with you, right? Augusta Christian on the road. That's a W for the Gators. 1-0. Trinity Christian on the road. Even though they're in Dublin on the road, second consecutive game, that's another W. 2-0 for the Gators. Augusta Prep Day. 3-0 for the Gators. At home against Savannah, GHSA school, 4-0. Gators are 4-0. Briarwood Academy, at home for the Gators, 5-0. Thomas Jefferson Academy, they got to go on the road for this game. Doesn't matter. 6-0. They're at home for Frederica. 7-0. They beat Frederica at home. On the road to St. Andrews, 8-0. And it looks like we've got 9 games listed. They'll be at home against Pinewood, which is going to turn into a de facto region championship game between Pinewood and Bullock, last game of the season. I'm going 8-1. I'm picking Bullock to go 8-1. If Bullock Academy goes 8-1, I guarantee you during the football season, you're going to see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Guarantee it. I'm picking Bullock Academy to go 8-1. The only loss being to Pinewood. And I expect that game to be close because the Gators are going to be at home. Pinewood's become a juggernaut in GISA. I guess as much of a juggernaut as you can be if you're not named John Millage. In GISA anyway. Once again, Augusta Christian on the road, Trinity Christian on the road, Augusta Prep Day on the road. So 3 straight road games to start the season for the Gators. That won't be easy. They finally do get a home game September the 23rd. By the way, they kick off August the 26th. They get a home game September 23rd, almost a month after the season starts. 3 days shy. They'll play Savannah. Briarwood at home. They get those two back-to-back home games. Thomas Jefferson away. Back home against Frederica. Back to the road against St. Andrews. And then they do get the Pinewood Patriots in Bullock, in Statesboro. Which anyone will tell you, it doesn't matter how good you are. More often than not, if you're going to go to Statesboro to play, it's a tough place to win. And I think that's across the board. I don't think that's just true to Bullock Academy. I think that's true to Southeast Bullock. I think that's definitely true to the Statesboro Blue Devils. Anytime you make a trip to Bullock County against any of those three teams, more often than not, it's going to be a war. Even if you're better than those teams, still not an easy place to play, not an easy place to win. Bullock Academy is no exception. I expect that end of the year game between Bullock Academy and Pinewood to be a de facto region championship game. Winner wins the region, loser gets the 2 seed. Well, I say 2 seed, but GISA does things very, very differently. They have a formula which makes no sense to me. I have emailed them over the formula that I use for my high school football top 10 power rankings, trying to make things more simple for them about how they rank their teams come the playoffs, because it's super confusing. I don't get it. You can finish second in your region and end up with like an 8 seed. I don't know how that formula works. No clue. They need to take a note from Jason Bishop and just use my formula. It's simple. Anybody that's ever heard me do the power rankings, high school football top 10 power rankings, will tell you, formula's solid.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates! Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Southeast Georgia Health System Studios. This segment, the Jason Bishop Show, is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Golden Isles Collision, and by Nat's Landing. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway Exit. Off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. Arch Manning is beginning to frustrate me. You keep hearing all these rumors about Georgia and Texas, down to Georgia and Texas, which is great. I'm like, that's kind of where he should be. And then I see this, that he's over in Baton Rouge throwing for LSU. What is he, trying out? I mean, obviously, I don't understand. Why does he need to go to Baton Rouge to what does LSU need to see? And if there is something you need to see, you've got him on film. Why is he there throwing like he's in an NFL combine? Like, I just don't get this. You've got all these schools that are recruiting this guy. And, like, he's playing rock star. I mean, I guess if I was in the same spot as him, I'd be doing the same thing. But I don't understand why he's in Baton Rouge throwing for LSU like he's trying out for an NFL team. There are just things that don't make sense to me, and this is just one of them. Jay Barker, do you remember him? He used to be the Alabama starting quarterback. Things aren't so great. Remember now, in case you didn't know, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. Jay Barker is married to Sarah Evans. So for country music fans, you know who Sarah Evans is. Very popular singer. Jay Barker, former Alabama quarterback, is married to Sarah Evans. Big-time country singer. Jay Barker is pleading on a domestic violence charge. Sad story. So basically, he's been charged with domestic violence, whatever count or charge or however that stuff works, and he is attempting to plea to a lesser form of domestic violence, I guess. But he's not saying, I didn't do it. Got to assume that's probably the end of him and Sarah Evans. I hope so. Can't stay in that situation. And I hope those guys get things figured out, the both of them. Another head scratcher. I'm a baseball guy, so I'm going to pass this along to you. Peter Angelos was the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, still is the owner of the Baltimore Orioles. He's 93 years old. So he doesn't really have a lot to do with the team anymore. His son, I guess, kind of runs things. John Angelos is his son. He's got two sons, Lou Angelos, John Angelos. John Angelos is CEO, president of the team, officially on paper. Lou Angelos is suing his brother, John Angelos, for control of the Baltimore Orioles. First off, why in the world do you want control over such a garbage fire? Number one, they've been bad for a decade plus. They've lost, I don't know how many times they've lost 100 games in the last decade and a half, but it's more than a couple. So they're suing, the brother is suing the other brother for control of the team and is making the claim that in his father's estate, Peter Angelos, that the brother John Angelos is basically pushing the other brother, Lou Angelos, out of the equation. Dad's still alive. Dad's 93 years old. I tell you what, money gets people to do silly things. Everybody there is related. Two brothers and a dad. I don't know what the dad stance is. I don't know what he's doing. That's just ridiculous. In my opinion, the greatest college football player of all time. This is my opinion. You can argue with him if you want to. It's fine. Whatever. I will eventually persuade you to see things my way because that's how things work. The greatest college football player of all time is Tim Tebow. He's officially on, for the very first time, the ballot to be elected in the College Football Hall of Fame. He better get elected first ballot. Even if you don't think Tim Tebow is the greatest college football player of all time, which he is, even if you don't think that, you still got to agree he's a first ballot College Football Hall of Famer. Easy. Plus, he's the best college football player to have ever lived. And I'm a Georgia fan. It pains me to say that. But I've got eyes, and I saw him play, and I've seen a bunch of other players play before him, seen a bunch of players play after him. None of them have been as good. None of them has been as dominant. None of them have been able to impact a game like he impacts a game. The things that Kip used to talk about, intangibles, Tim Tebow had all of them. The will to win, making players around him better, on and on and on. Big news. In case you missed it at the top of the show, I'll pass this along. The Jason Bishop Show is going to welcome back Kip Branch. It will once again be the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And that starts in a couple of weeks. And Kip and I have long wanted to do a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, high school football centric type of show leading into high school football. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to get the opportunity to do that. And we're super excited. So the show will begin to air on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings, among the affiliates that are picking us up for this. And they're all excited, and we are too. And, you know, I said this at the top of the show because it is big news. I'm excited about it. Kip and I love high school football, and we've talked about doing something like this for a while. But the success of this time slot for this show has been really hard to walk away from. But we've wanted to do this for a while. We've got the opportunity. We're going to. And so I said at the beginning of the show, Neil Aardman, K-Bay, Jolene Anderson, Nikki, James Ford, all those folks, you know, Lauren Lewis, who's not here anymore, but she was had a big hand in it too. Oh, all those guys, a big thank you for all the years that we've been down here doing the show. They've been great to us. Got a couple more weeks of the Jason Bishop Show before we launch.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look?
Here's your answer, the strike zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the strike zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The June issue of the Southern Sports Edition just came out with MCA Buccaneer quarterback Jarese Campbell on the cover. The next issue will come out at the end of this month and will feature Camden County Wildcat safety Jake Lindsay on the cover. Frederica Academy Knights running back Jordan Triplett and Brunswick High offensive lineman Kayshawn Thomas will also don the cover of SSE later in the year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at the SouthernSportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.